The Speaker of Parliament, Mrs. Justice Bamford Addo, has demanded the submission of complete documents relating to loan agreements laid in Parliament. This follows the disagreement over the cost of an apartment in a flat, which was put at $50,000. According to the Speaker, the documents must include due diligence and a guarantee that the project cost is acceptable. She said this during the debate to approve two separate loans towards the execution of water supply projects at Achimda, Akwetia and Winneba. A report by Augustus Akwe.
The government is contracting a $136 million credit facility from the Export Credit Bank of Turkey, as well as a long-term loan facility from a consortium of Ghanaian banks to the tune of $29 million towards the implementation of the Akimoda, Akwetia and Winneba water supply project. Debate on the report of the Joint Committees of Finance and Works and Housing began on Monday, but due to issues raised by the minority on the estimated cost of aspects of the project, the Speaker, Justice Joyce Bamford Addo, asked the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing to clarify the issue further. When the Deputy Minister, Nino Tedua, provided explanatory notes to the estimate, his indication that $50,000 was to be used to construct a flat for workers ignited huge debate. The MP for New Jabin North, Hakman Ouswajiman, was of the opinion that $50,000 for a unit in a flat was on the high side.
It's difficult to assume that 45 flats will be built for a small water system like Winneba or Akwetia, because normally once it's finished, unless of course the laborers and the gardeners are all included, it doesn't look plausible. Besides, a flat, two bedrooms, $50,000 multiplied by two, $1 billion, it does not gel.
A former deputy minister at the Works and Housing Ministry, Alhaji Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, however, said the amount included the furnishing of the flats. With the debate over, the Speaker deemed it fit for the House, as an oversight arm of government, to institutionalize the submission of assessment reports of projects to which loans are being procured.
That report was by Augustus Akwe.